The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, February 9th, 2007, and Presidential Release number 348. We, since the last presidential release, have had the Washington Seminar, and the Washington Seminar was quite a successful gathering. We had, for the first time at the Washington Seminar, over 500 people. Once again, we did not have all of the states, but we had almost all of the states, and we presented our legislative agenda to the Congress of the United States. It was a splendid time. We got a lot of progress in the first days of this Congress. And we also talked about developments in the National Federation of the Blind. One of those developments is that we have been doing continuing work on the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. Now, the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader has now, for the first time, a currency reader built into it. Here is Jim Gashel to show us the currency reader on the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader and to make such comments as he may have about the Washington Seminar.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. It's a pleasure to have a chance to speak to all of you on the presidential release. I don't get that opportunity too often. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the most recent developments in the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. This is the reader that we announced at the convention last July, and they've been moving right off the shelves very regularly. But there are still opportunities to buy these readers, and you can get them at a nice discount from the National Federation of the Blind. All you need to do is contact us. All you need to do is contact Anne Marie Laney here at the National Center at area code 410-659-9314, extension 2219, or at alaney@nfb.org by email. And she'll be happy to talk with you and take your payment, and we'll get a reader out to you right away. This is turning out to be a very wonderful product, and we've just had our latest software upgrade. I want to show you one of the nicest features, not the only feature of the software upgrade, but a very nice feature. I have the reader in hand here, and I'm just going to take a picture.
Taking picture.
It should begin reading here in just a second.
Detecting orientation, processing image in U.S. currency mode. Please wait. $100.
That's pretty nice. We've got a $100 bill here. That would be for the high rollers, but it'll also read other bills. Let's try it on another one.
Taking picture. Detecting orientation, processing image in U.S. currency mode. Please wait. $20.
And as you see, it doesn't really take very long. It's pretty fast, and sorting money that works pretty well.
Taking
Let's
picture.
Try it one more time.
Detecting orientation, processing image in U.S. currency mode. Please wait. $1.
So there you go, a $20 bill, a $100 bill, and a $1 bill, and it tells them all. And so far, in all the testing we've done, and it's extensive, we haven't had any false positives. That is, you don't read a $100 bill and it's really a one, or a one and it's really a hundred. It's accurate every time. If it doesn't recognize the bill, since the lighting or something may be off, it will simply say no match, but it won't try to say that the bill is not what it is not. So anyway, U.S. currency mode. There are other new features to the reader. You can learn about these by looking at the National Federation of the Blind website and going to our reader page, or by looking at knfbreader.com. And as I say, the reader is going very well. Many people find it to be a very useful device. We continue to be really gratified by the success stories we hear with the use of this product. We're also working on a reading stand. We've had a lot of questions about that, and we expect within a few weeks to have a stand. I keep saying a few weeks and the time stretches out, but we promise we will have a stand. And this works real nice. We have a prototype stand. You simply set the reader on it and then manipulate the documents you want to read or the currency you want to read under the reader and press the buttons and away you go. It makes for hands-free use, which is kind of nice. But those of us who are experienced with the alignment do very well on the alignment with or without the stand. It is more convenient, perhaps, to have the stand right there. But you don't want to compromise the portability, so the reader is important on a stand or taken on the go. I want to talk a little bit about the Washington seminar. I think we had probably the greatest Washington seminar we've had. It certainly was our largest. We had well over 500 people at the Great Gathering In meeting when Dr. Maurer dropped the gavel on Monday evening at 5 p.m. on January 29. And we had an overflow room that was also filled in addition to our main meeting room. We had Congressman Rush Holt of New Jersey at that meeting to talk to us about legislation he's introducing having to do with voting and accessibility as well as accountability. And this is an issue that continues to come up in the Congress since the Help America Vote Act was passed in 2002. And it's very clear that the Congress is going to consider some form of legislation to address accountability issues in the new electronic voting systems. But our point is that we want to insist that there be no retreat on accessibility. And it appears that Congressman Holt agrees with that position. Whether he started out that way or not, I can't say, but his current bill is coming into line with that position. On Tuesday night at the Washington seminar, we had our good friend, Congressman from Georgia, Jack Kingston, there to address the group. So it was a great success in terms of having members at our gathering in and briefing meeting on Tuesday evening. And then we actually visited well over 500 congressional offices, and we have reports on those visits. And I'm glad to say that we had a very good percentage of actually seeing the members and the senators. And we have lots of pictures of our members meeting their members of Congress and their senators. So I think you'll see in the months and even weeks to come that the results of this Washington seminar will demonstrate that it was a very good effort. And this year we had all but two states. We're still looking forward one day when we can say we have every state in the District of Columbia. We didn't quite make it there yet, but we had the largest gathering ever. So next year, plan to come to the Washington seminar. Check out our legislative information on the NFB website under Laws and Legislation and follow the information about what to do to contact members of Congress and let them know of your support for the issues that we're putting forward as priorities this year. I should mention, of course, that the three issues being discussed primarily in this session of the Congress that concern us, our legislation to protect our voting rights under the Help America Vote Act so we don't have any retreat on accessibility and, in fact, improve the law in that respect wherever we can. We're also asking the Congress in the process of passing legislation pertaining to higher education to make sure that the same procedures that are used in elementary and secondary education for accessible textbooks, that is, in an accessible electronic format, are used in higher education. It's about time. The law for elementary and secondary school students that was passed in 2004 is fully in effect now, and there's every reason that it should be in effect in higher education as well. And finally, we're trying again to increase the earnings limit for blind people under Social Security disability insurance in staged steps to reach the point where a person is in the year that they retire, and that is close to $40,000 now when someone who is not blind or not disabled reaches retirement age. Now, in the year after they reach retirement age, there's no earnings limit, but the current year at retirement age is right close to $40,000. The earnings limit for blind people currently in 2007 is statutory, that's by law, not by regulation of the Social Security Administration, and it is $18,000 a year or $1,500 per month. So we're wanting to increase the earnings limit in a series of mandatory staged increases. We're wanting to make sure that blind students in higher education have accessible textbooks on time, and we're working to protect our voting rights. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and thank you, fellow Federationists.
Thank you, Mr. Gashel. I thought it was a splendid seminar myself. At the Washington seminar, we talked about how it is that the convention will soon be upon us. Last year, we did pre-registration for the convention, and the pre-registration system worked extremely well. A total of 1,773 people pre-registered last year, and they were processed at the convention, which is to say, we got our convention information with great speed. Banquet tickets and pre-registration is easy and convenient and quite quick to do. If you hesitated in pre-registering last year because it was new, we urge that you try it this year. You won't be disappointed. The goal this year is to have registration limited to only those who were not certain they were going to be able to come to the convention until after May 31st, which is the pre-registration cutoff date. This will make it possible for many to spend their time at convention in activities which are different than working the registration line. At the convention, the cost for registration will be $20, and the cost for the banquet will be $40. For those who take advantage of pre-registration, the prices will be discounted to $15 for registration and $35 for the banquet, and you can expect a very short wait in the line to pick up your registration packet in Atlanta, Georgia. Registration will be open on Sunday, July 1st, and throughout the week at specified times. Pre-registration will be available for 3 months, starting March 1st and closing May 31st. You will be able to register online at our secure website, which is www.nfb.org/convent, you might call it, /pre-reg, this is P-R-E-R-E-G, period, H-T-M. Using a MasterCard or Visa credit card, or you can visit the homepage and follow the convention link to information about pre-registration. Pre-registration can also be done through the mail with a check or a money order. Take note that you cannot pay with a credit card if you send your information by mail. Mail-in forms will be available online and in the March Braille Monitor. All mail-in pre-registration forms must be postmarked on or before May 31st. Both online and mail pre-registrations will receive an email or printed receipt confirming that your pre-registration and banquet ticket purchases have been processed. You should keep some important details in mind. Pre-registrations and banquet ticket purchases are final. We will not accept registrations over the telephone. Pre-registration does not get you a room at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis Hotel. In order to get a room, you must reserve your room by calling the hotel at 404-521-0000. So, beginning March 1st, save both time and money by pre-registering for the convention. At the convention, we will be having the Independence March. The Independence March is a way for us to demonstrate the capacity of blind people to show that we can get out on the streets and do the kinds of things that other people do on the streets, and that is to say, be independent and march throughout the town. We will be having a 5-kilometer march for independence at this convention. And part of it is to raise enough money so that we can have the kind of income that we need in the National Federation of the Blind to support the work both of the National Federation of the Blind at the national level and the work of our state affiliates and local chapters. I am asking that people raise $250 in order to participate in this Independence March. And some people have indicated that they would certainly like to do so, but they don't know how to raise any money. Well, we have these cards to pass out. I've passed some out today. They are small cards about the size of, say, a business card, and they fold in half, and they have Braille on them, and they tell about the Independence March, and this is a good thing. You should get some of these and give them to people. Now, some folks say, yeah, but it's hard to ask people for money. So I just want to tell you that I have been asking people for money for a long time, and it certainly is hard. Especially it was hard when I hadn't ever done it before, and I kept thinking about how I was going to do it. But I've been doing it for a long time now, and I started back in, about 1969 or so. I had done a little bit of selling of candy before that time, but man, in 1969 I started to raise money for the National Federation of the Blind, and off and on I've been doing it ever since. And I do ask people for money, and I say to them, you know, I'm going to be in this Independence March next summer, and I need you to help me. I'd like to know if you'd sponsor me in this march. This is a 5-kilometer march. I know that there will be at least 500 people, and I hope there'll be 1,000 people out on the street. This is in conjunction with our convention of the National Federation of the Blind, and I'd like you to sponsor me. And you know, sometimes it is a little difficult to get that request out. Sometimes I feel a little nervous about it, and yet I do it anyway because it's so important. We have some recordings here of people who are doing requests for support in the Independence March, and I'd like you to hear them. Will Schwatka, who is helping to make this release, will put them on now.
Hi, I'm a member of the National Federation of the Blind. I joined the NFB when I was 18, and it's really changed my life. This summer, we're having our first ever 5K walkathon. We're calling it the March for Independence, and I was wondering if you would be interested in sponsoring me. Your contributions will help countless other blind people all over the country.
Hi. This summer, I'll be participating in the National Federation of the Blind's first annual March for Independence in Atlanta, Georgia, as part of our national convention. This 5K walkathon will help bring independence to the blind, and I need your support. Will you sponsor me?
This July, I'll be marching in the National Federation of the Blind's 5K March for Independence. Please sponsor me. It's very easy. All you have to do is fill out this card, mail it in, or register online.
You know, I belong to the National Federation of the Blind, and the organization has done a lot for me. This summer, we're doing a 5K walk, our March for Independence, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to sponsor me in the walk. Here's a pledge form. If you could fill it out and send in your contribution, your support would mean a lot to me. Thanks.
Hi, this summer I'm going to be participating in the 5K March for Independence of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. Would you like to sponsor me?
Steve, I remember when I told you last week I was going to catch up to you to ask you about the March for Independence. You know that I've been working with the National Federation of the Blind for years now, and at our convention in Atlanta this year, we're getting together to do a March for Independence, which thousands of blind and sighted guys marching through the streets of Atlanta to raise money for our organization, both for the programs that the Jernigan Institute does, as well as things that our state affiliates do. So, you know, I see you around the neighborhood. Sometimes you're going out for dinner, and I'm wondering if instead of dinner next week, maybe you think about donating $50 on my behalf. This card actually makes it really easy, tells you how to get to our website, or you can mail the card in with your donation. When you do so, mention my name, because I'm going to get credit for this. It goes towards my fundraising goal. So give it some thought. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Would you like to support the National Federation of the Blind by sponsoring me in our March for Independence this summer at our national convention? You can use this card to send in your donation, or you can go to our website.
Hi, I'm participating in a 5K walk this summer to raise funds for the National Federation of the Blind. The walk is called the March for Independence. It's going to take place in Atlanta, and I'm wondering if you would sponsor me. Now, you don't have to decide what you'll contribute right now. If you want to do it later, I'll give you this card. You can send it in with your contribution. It has my name on it, so it'll get credited to me. Or you can use the web address on the card to sponsor me online.
Hi, Kayla. How you doing? I hope everything's okay. You know I work for the National Federation of the Blind. You're always asking what you can do to help. Here's your opportunity. This summer, we're having a March for Independence at our national convention in July in Atlanta. Why don't you sponsor me on our 5K march? We're going to have a great time, and it's for a good cause.
I have a thing here which goes like this. The Braille monitor we have been printing now since 1957. And it is a good magazine. It is a piece of news about the blindness field. It tells about the National Federation of the Blind, but it also tells many things about what is happening around the field of blindness itself. We have been distributing the monitor on tape and in Braille and in print for many, many years, and we used to put it out on record, although fewer people use records now, so we went completely to tape. We've been distributing it by the internet, which is to say you can get an email copy of the Braille monitor if you sign up for it. We now have a new version of the Braille monitor. This is the recorded version of the Braille monitor. It is on our website in MP3 format. Articles are identifiable as separate items in each of the Braille monitors that is provided on the website. You can listen to the monitor by going to the website and following the link to the MP3 version of the monitor for the month that you want. And if you find that this is the way you'd like to hear the monitor, then you won't need to get the tape anymore. The version on the website comes earlier than the tape-recorded version, and besides, it saves us a little money. So if you find that this is a good way, check out the Braille monitor recorded in MP3 format on the website. I may have mentioned on a previous presidential release that we have some tape players here. We do. We've got several thousand tape players that were given to us, and we are giving them away. These are not recorders, but they are players only. So if you want them, ask for them. You'll need to pay the postage to get them shipped to you. The minimum order is 16. That's how many are in the boxes that came to us. These are not recorders, but players. So if you want a player, just order a box of 16. You'll need to pay the postage, and it'll come to you. Also, we have cornbread templates. We had a great many of them made a while back. These fit over a cornbread pan, and they let you deal with the cornbread pan without getting so close that you burn your fingers in the process. If you want them, they are available free of charge. The tape players and the cornbread templates are available without charge, and they will be for the next 6 weeks. After that time, I'm not sure they'll be available, but if you want them, ask for them now. I have an announcement here from Jerry Lazarus, who says, On Friday evening, March 30th, in the Members Hall of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, we will hold the 2007 celebration. This is an evening of fun, food, and entertainment. Restaurants provide a variety of foods and drinks for our guests during the silent auction. After a short program, a 21-piece big band orchestra will complete the evening by playing for dancing enjoyment. NFB members are encouraged to attend the celebration and take the opportunity to socialize with the sponsors and friends who will be there. Additional information about this event is on our website. Tickets are $75 each and are available online or by calling 410-659-9314, extension 2419. In addition, please be aware that members can arrange for space to stay overnight at the National Center for the Blind on a first-come, first-served basis. If you want to know about it, you can contact me for rooms here at the center. I look forward to having you here for this very special celebration event. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few that have something or another to do with the upcoming celebration of Valentine's Day. What is a Rams favorite song? I only have eyes for you. If your aunt ran off to be married, how would you designate her? Antelope. What do you call a small greeting on February 14th? A Valentini. Now here's one that is denominated a food valentine. Cabbage always have a heart. Green beans string along. You're such a tomato. Will you peas to me belong? You've been the apple of my eye. You know how much I care. So let us get together. We'd make a perfect pair. Now something's sure to turn up to prove you can't be beat. So if you care at all for me, let's let our tulips meet. Don't squash my hopes and dreams now. Be my honey dear. Or tears will fill potatoes' eyes while sweet corn lends an ear. I'll cauliflower shop and say, your dreams are parsley mine. I'll work and share my celery, so be my valentine.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.